Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we always appreciate you guys joining us and listening as we bring you guys the next generation of NFL draft prospects, the next generation of tomorrow's stars, and we bring them to you today here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. And today's guest, we were just kind of reminiscing. He said it was not too long ago that his parents were sending him off to Illinois, and now he's training at next level, getting ready for his March 27th pro day. That just shows you how fast time flies. But with that said, we're going to Illinois. We're going to be talking with the standout Fighting Illini, DB Darius Mosley. Darius, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. You know, we kind of joked around prior to the show, but time probably really did go by in probably a blink of an eye for you.
Thank you for having me. And, yes, it really did go by pretty fast.
And for you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, did you start playing football at a very early age?
Yes, I did. I started playing at the age of five. And from there on, haven't missed a year, been playing since the age of five all the way through.
Wow. Have you been the better athlete growing up? I mean, Pop Warner, were you the kid scoring five or six touchdowns every game?
I would like to say, I mean, there were kids that were better than me, but I mean, I held my own, and so it was, you know, all fun and games and a lot of competition.
Nice. And I'm sure, I mean, playing that long, you've probably had a gauntlet of different positions that you've kind of gone through. So when you kind of settle in at the DB position, and kind of how do you know this is the position that's going to obviously get you to, you know, to play in the Big Ten?
It came in high school. Pop Warner, I was basically running back. And then in high school, I switched over to the defensive side. I played safety my sophomore year on the varsity team. And then my junior year, went back to I played both ways, receiver and safety. And after my junior year, I just knew just playing the defensive side is where I wanted to be at and where I felt that I could, you know, make – the most of my talents and abilities and be able to pursue my dreams that I'm chasing right now.
Nice. And for you, obviously recruiting day, signing day, I mean, about a week ago, you know, that was the big news, seeing all, you know, where the prospects were going to go. Kind of take us through the, you know, behind the scenes and what that experience was like for you and what other schools were jockeying to recruit you.
Coming out of high school, I had a lot of offers, probably around 20 plus offers from schools all over the country, and it was going into the summer of my senior year. I was down in Texas playing in the USA football team, and I had visited Illinois, Vanderbilt, Wisconsin for like junior days, and then going to Illinois, I just felt home. It was close to home. It's a prestigious academic institution, and then I had the ability to, play early as a true freshman. So that June, going into my senior year, I decided to commit to Illinois, and I knew that Illinois was the place for me.
Excellent stuff, and it's obviously worked out fantastic for today's guest, Darius Mosley, Illinois Fighting Illini defensive back, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this episode with him, you can always check it out at iTunes for free, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'd love to put his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you know about him as he kind of makes his path towards this next level. It's quickly approaching, and as we mentioned earlier in the show, March 27th is Pro Day, and he also said that he's training at Next Level Institute and one of the top facilities for combine prep, getting him prepared all the things that come with being a prospect. You arrive, you play as a true freshman at Illinois. I mean, what's it like, man? I mean, I always admire kids that just come out of high school and then, boom, you're playing with some of the best athletes, and you're talking Big Ten football, so you're going against guys that are, you know, on their way to the NFL when you're kind of saying, hey, I mean, how long did it take before you kind of stopped having your head on a swivel and probably, you know, walked away Saturdays more confused than when you started?
I would probably say it took probably after the freshman year, so going into sophomore year, because freshman year it was just like, wow, you know, grown men that I'm playing against. Like, I remember Indiana playing against Corey Lattimore, Penn State playing against Allen Robinson, and those guys, you know, going into the draft first rounders and stuff like that. And, you know, it was just a wide, big awakening, just, you know, the competition level, and then just knowing that every day you got to come prepared and ready to compete with the top guys.
Nice. And for you, I mean, when does, I guess, the, you know, when does the, you know, I'm not going to say fear, but I guess when does the confidence kind of emerge? You know, you've kind of been through the gauntlet. Now you're starting to say, hey, you know what, I played against Allen Robinson. I played against Lattimore. And now you're starting to say, hey, you know what, at the end of this tunnel, I have a shot at playing the NFL. I mean, when does that kind of come, you know, become to, you know, to fruition for you?
I would say for me it came this past season, being able to be coached by Lovie Smith, who was a former NFL coach, was huge. And, you know, being able to actually sit down one-on-one with him and just, you know, gain the knowledge that he – I mean, receive the knowledge that that he gave us, and just learning the game, it really helped me going into my senior season. And that just put me on the confidence level that, you know, I can play at the next level because I have the knowledge and, you know, the experience of playing against, you know, those top guys in the Big Ten and the other guys, non-conference games that we had. And it just, you know, just boosts my confidence level that, you know, I can compete at the next level.
Awesome. You know, and Darius, I mean, we do a lot of shows and we talk with a lot of kids that come from the same schools, and I kind of find this unique, and maybe it's just a testament that what Lovie Smith does as a coach. But when we talked to Carol Phillips down at the Senior Bowl, he mentioned how important Lovie Smith was too, and he said he taught you how to think like a pro, work like a pro, train like a pro, practice like a pro. And then you mentioned it too. So I mean, do you kind of share the same sentiments that Carol says, that, you know, Lovie Smith really maybe you know put it in your head that, you know, you got to be a pro to kind of make it to the pros?
Yes, he did. Like I said, with him coming to Illinois was a huge help, not only for me, but for those other guys that's, you know, trying to make it for my team as well. Because, like you said, he actually taught us how to, you know, practice like a pro, you know, train like a pro, even rehab like pros. Like, everything was built around being a pro at it. And, you know, it was just a big help.
Nice. I kind of, like I said, we do so many shows, and to kind of use and mention the same thing, I really think that's a big plus for him. What makes you special? I mean, we ask all the guys this question. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're watching, you know, they're watching scout, the scouts are watching you on film, you're with them. I mean, what are they going to love? What are the, you know, the characteristics of the DB position that make you stand out?
I would say being versatile. I mean, I'm playing this past season, I've been playing corner and nickel. So, I mean, I can, you know, be able to line up in a slot or outside. And then just the knowledge of being able to play situational football. So, you know, trying to, you know, with the film study and what to expect on certain downs. So if it's third and two, if you're expecting something quick or third and long, then, you know, they have to go deep. So just being able to play situational football. And I feel like that's something that I have a big thing, what I pride about in myself.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I ask this question because sometimes, you know, the defense you run, you can't showcase certain aspects of your game. Could be leadership qualities, game film study. I mean, what are the qualities that they may not see that shows up on film that's a big boost, you know, to get drafted?
I would say being drafted to a team, I will bring leadership skills. I mean, I'm always stepping up, trying to lead by example with guys, bringing guys together, you know, study film together, or in the workouts, bringing guys along. Also, being a vocal leader, you know, telling guys, you know, okay, that might not be hurt. That may be hurting the team, so you need to stop doing that, or you should do this to help the team more. So I feel like my leadership skills are very high up there.
Nice. And that's why we asked the question. This is another question we, you know, proposed to you guys. Comparisons or guys that you kind of pattern after the next level? I mean, you know, who are some of the guys you like in the NFL, and maybe some of the guys that, you know, they say, hey, Darius, you remind me of this guy.
Who I like, Tyrann Mathieu, the way he played his position. I mean, they line him up everywhere, corner, in the slot, safety. He's just a animal on the field. But if I had to compare myself to somebody, I would say Malcolm Jenkins on the Eagles, just his versatility and being able to, you know, play in the slot as well, which is what I feel like my strongest point is when covering people, is playing in the slot.
Nice. I love it. And you talked about, you know, getting the next level, kind of getting your training started in December. You know, talk about, you know, what it's like just training there every day and what are some of the biggest changes you've kind of, you know, seen working with DJ Jones?
Biggest change that I've seen is my speed coming out. When I'm running, I'm more powerful when I run. My strength has been going up as well. And on a day-to-day thing, it's just a daily grind. I mean, there's really no days off, especially with the time with the pro day being so quickly coming up on me. It's just an everyday grind that I take, that I enjoy taking and being able to do it because it's something that I love and something that I'm trying to accomplish, one of my dreams that I want.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Darius Mosley, the defensive back from Illinois, is kind enough to join us here on the C2P, revealing what makes him great and why NFL teams are going to be hungry to get him on that 53-man roster come April 27th to the 29th, Philadelphia. That's the marcher. That's the draft dates this April. And kind of a little change of pace, a little change of city as the NFL starts to expand throughout the country and letting everybody kind of take in the draft festivities. For you, we always like to ask this question. I mean, draft day, that whole entire weekend, have you thought that far and kind of how you want to embrace it? Do you want to be around family and friends? Do you just kind of want to isolate yourself and go live in a cave? I mean, kind of take us through what your mindset, at least today, is when you think about that weekend coming up.
I probably most likely would be around family and friends, be at home, because, I mean, without the support, I probably wouldn't, you know, have made it this far. I have a strong family support and friend support, and that's where I would want to spend draft day.
Awesome stuff. And before we let you go, we always like to end on some lighthearted, a little bit off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to give you the opportunity to take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. So who is Darius Mosley going to bring to dinner?
Any female, I would have to say my own girlfriend. Her name is Rachel Kang, and we've been together for like 5 years now, so I would have to take her out.
That's married material, 5 years. We might wait to date her for about 5 years before we tie the knot, too. So obviously, best luck and best wishes moving forward with that. Superstitions, anything crazy and off the wall that, you know, you have to do prior to a game or you kind of get, you know, a little, I don't know, jittery?
Prior to a game, I actually like to go go into just like a dark room and just relax and just calm my nerves down. So I just lay there and just lights off and everything and just relax.
Nice. I like that. I mean, it's a kind of different aspect. Playing for Lovie Smith, an iconic coach, does anybody do a great impersonation of him in that Illinois locker room? And if they do one, do they do it in front of him?
They don't do it in front of him, but my roommate, Dylan Casley, we used to be in the when I was going back and forth from corner and nickel. He's a nickel. So Coach Smith specifically coached the nickel, so we would be in his office with him. And he has all the impersonation of Coach Smith. It is very funny.
But he won't do it in front of him?
No, he won't do it in front of him.
I love it. And then for you, I mean, we asked this question. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs cleats. If you could have your cleats or spikes have a paint job or theme, what kind of idea would you think you'd want on those?
I would have to say I would have them painted white and with a cheetah and then a scripture on it.
Nice.
A cheetah,
I like it.
Because cheetah because I think I'm super fast. And then I would have the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Excellent stuff. My favorite scripture is Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So it's always good to have that staple scripture to kind of get you through the day. And I hate to ask, but you brought it up. You said you're super fast. So, I mean, what kind of 40 are you going to lay down on March 27th?
Ooh,
or March?
Or
March 16th,
actually. March 16th is the actual pro day. But I got to get something 4-4.
Okay.
Something 4-4,
nice.
Yeah.
You know, real quick, and I know you got a lot to do, and we appreciate it, but when I first started in this business, I would talk to agents, and the guys would come on the show, and, you know, agents would call, and they're like, listen, you know, hypothetically, like, listen, you know, we got this right guard, you know, he runs a 4-4. I'm like, really? You're like, wow. Or, you know, or I got a receiver, he runs a 4-1. You know, I'd call the guys in New York, I'm like, listen, this guy runs a 4-1. They're like, Bo, he doesn't run. I'm like, no, but I talked to him. He says, you know. And then pro day would roll around, and yeah, it'd be like a 4.78. It's just like, well, man, you just don't run a 4.78 if you're a 4.2 guy. But no, I'm excited, so I'll be eyeing you. Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by, and like I said, love what you brought to the Illinois table, and I'm sure they're going to miss seeing you there. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And like I said, best of luck on the 16th.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Darius Mosley, the standout from Illinois. He's kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.